right now. We have got Coralie Schmitz on the phone. Coralie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Excellent. First of all, let's start with just who you are. Tell us a little bit about what you do up at Rimrock.
I am currently the Chief Operations Officer. I've worked in pretty much every department. Been here 20 years. Love this place. Love what we do and what we stand for.
Very nice.
That's me in a nutshell.
And what's that job entail for people that hear COO and don't really know what that does? Who do you oversee and what's the kind of the day-to-day like for you?
Really just oversee the programs. What's happening in the programs, make sure that we're meeting CARF standards, our accreditation body standards, state standards. It's really a lot more exciting than I'm making it sound right now. Really just oversee all the programs and make sure they're running well.
Well, hey, you've got some great programs there and are really making some big changes in people's lives. So somebody's got to oversee it, Coralie. So good job. But I want to know, I was learning a little bit about serious mental illness. We hear a lot about mental illness, but serious mental illness is like it's a different class. Can you tell us a little bit about what serious mental illness is?
A serious mental illness, or a lot of people call it just SMI or SDMI, which is serious disabling mental illness. It's a long-term mental illness that has significant impacts on somebody's life and quality of life and their relationships with other people. Things that fall into this category would be like psychotic disorders, bipolar, depression, anxiety, personality disorders, that kind of thing. Often lead to homelessness and incarceration, just have significant impact.
And is this how do you diagnose an SMI? Is that something that once you go see a provider, they would know if you have a mental illness and then determine if it's an SMI?
Yeah, a licensed mental health provider can do that. Sometimes it takes more than one session. Sometimes it doesn't. It just kind of depends on the person and what symptoms you're experiencing. Usually family gets involved, that kind of thing.
Well, and we always know, obviously, when we speak to Rimrock, there's a lot of connection and correlation between mental illness and substance abuse. What comes first, generally, substance abuse or mental health? Or is there? Can you tell which one comes first?
Isn't that the golden question? They're highly integrated. It's hard to know which comes first. One can exacerbate the other. People use substances as a way to manage mental illness or to manage the symptoms of mental illness, which can then exacerbate that, and vice versa. Substance use can also bring out a mental illness that might be dormant. And so I think they go hand in hand, and as anybody in this field or anybody with a loved one who experiences this knows, one can significantly impact the other. So it's important to treat both at the same time.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say, too, is that that's one of the amazing things about Rimrock is you guys can deal with it, co-occurring disorders. Is that what we would say? Or did I just invent
right.
that? Okay.
No, that's really good. Rimrock is known for our substance use treatment. However, we've been a licensed mental health center for over 30 years also. And so we have a whole mental health department who's run by Dr. Malcolm Horn, who you've had on your show several times. She leads up that department, and they're excellent at working with this level of client.
So how does that work? I mean, for people that haven't necessarily been a lot of people haven't even seen, I've obviously done mental health work myself and worked with therapists and psychologists, and I love being able to, learn about myself and try to improve myself. And some people have never even entered that mental health realm there. So, I mean, what does it look like for somebody that comes in with co-occurring disorders there? I mean, how do you address both of those issues at the same time?
Good question, and good for you for seeking that out and normalizing it, because that's so important, especially right now with what our world is going through, being able to know how easy it is to address these issues, whether it be mental illness, whether it be co-occurring or just substance use. A lot of things are telehealth right now, so just making a phone call is super easy, and we can set you up. You can do it at home if you want. Things are almost easier now to get help for that if needed.
Oh, I just love that there's help available out there to people, even if it's a little different. Is it harder? I mean, is it harder with a SMI, something more serious there? Obviously, it's in the name, to be able to treat it with telehealth and that sort of thing here? Or is it you guys still have the same tools available?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Honestly, it depends on the person. Some people really don't respond well or find any benefit in the telehealth. Some people don't want to connect that way, and oftentimes those are our more serious mental illness. But there are some that do just fine with that and would prefer not to leave their home and would prefer to do it at home. So really, it's all individualized, whatever would benefit the client.
And you guys also up there, obviously, you know that you're working with, as you said, you know, so many different professionals that all have different, you know, wheelhouses that they specialize in, and they all come together. Don't you guys have a group up there that, like a PACT team? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Recently started a PACT team, which is a program for assertive community treatment is what it stands for, but people know it as a PACT team. And what that is it's a group of people who work strictly with the mentally ill, and the whole goal of this team is to keep people with mental illnesses in their homes, away from psychiatric hospitals, not going to Warm Springs, really to help them gain independence. So we have a nurse practitioner who does the prescribing. We have nurses who can do medication management, and that means taking them to meds to people's houses if they can't leave their house or don't have the ability to. We have an addiction counselor. We have a mental health provider, several case managers, peer support specialists, all that work together on this team to just help keep these clients home and safe and living independently.
I mean, and it's down to everything too. I mean, you mentioned all the obvious stuff there of the medication and the, you know, mental health help and all of that stuff. But I mean, it's down to, you will help people find, you know, employment and, you know, manage finances. I mean, you kind of help with every part of life, right?
Yes, definitely. Oftentimes these clients don't have the skills to know how to go get a job or how to set up a bank account or how to manage their finances to keep their apartment. And those are things that this team will do. They can sit with them. They can help them with resumes, take them to work, those kinds of things.
Well, and that's what I love, too. I think so many people, you know, probably with an SMI, you know, I mean, if you're getting to that level where it's not somebody that has, you know, mild anxiety or something, you know, that's something that feels like they know how it might be handled. Some people might be intimidated by all of the things that go into whatever treatment they think they might need. And that's what I want people to understand is that RimRock will figure that all out for you. They don't have to come in knowing I need this, 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 and this. They come in with their problems, and you guys as a PACT team will say, we've got everybody here to help you. We know what to do.
Yep. And what's amazing about this team is they're so passionate. I mean, they give. They are going after five. They're going on the weekends. They're taking calls. That is their whole goal, is to provide support, and their hearts are in it, and they want people to be successful.
Now, we've got people on the app saying what wonderful work RimRock has done for people in their lives, and RimRock has, I mean, honestly changed many, many lives here in this community and in the whole region here. What's the easiest way, if somebody's thinking, I've got an issue, somebody in my family has an issue, what's the best way to make that first contact to RimRock?
The easiest thing to do is to call at 248-3175. If you don't have a phone, which we do see a lot, we have Facebook, and we manage our Facebook page, and people can message us there. We do get a lot of messages that way. Emailing our admissions department through Facebook is a frequent way that people get in contact, or our website, rimrock.org. There's a Contact Us page on there.
Very nice. And you get a hold of you guys, and you can answer all those questions. People are asking about Medicare, Medicaid, insurance, things like that. Are those all questions that can be answered if they call that number?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And nearly all RimRock services are covered by Medicaid, including the PACT team, all the mental health services are covered by Medicaid.
And again, you guys, if you have questions about that stuff or wonder, oh, I don't know if they take this, just give them a call and ask. You know, reach out to RimRock, and if not, they can probably point you in the right direction or help you with other assistance. I mean, that's day in, day out. RimRock is up there trying to help get people on the right track, you know, make your life easier, make your life more fulfilling and livable, and get everybody, you know, in the right place mentally and with substances or whatever other issues you're dealing with. So reach out, rimrock.org, give them a call, 248-3175, with questions to set up a consultation there, to meet with somebody. And also, just aside from the serious mental illness, I just want to remind people, of course, we know, as you said, Coralie, about the addiction services there. I also want to let people know that you can just call and set up an appointment for basic mental health. If you're just thinking, I'm getting stressed out, this COVID's been hard, I need to sit and talk to somebody for an hour, they can just call RimRock and set up an appointment for that as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
They do it all. RimRock, they're doing great up there, and they're doing it under their COO, Coralie Schmitz. Coralie, I want to thank you and the PACT team and everybody up there at RimRock just for the wonderful work you guys do. I'm sure it's even more stressful during COVID, but hopefully it's even more fulfilling for you guys to see the lives that you're touching. So thank you guys so much for the work that you do, and thanks for joining us today, Coralie.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye. She got a giggle out of that. She's a funny gal.